This is the reading for July 24th. Proverbs 13. Wise children take their parents' advice, but whoever makes fun of wisdom won't listen to correction. People will be rewarded for what they say, but those who can't be trusted want only violence. Those who are careful about what they say protect their lives, but whoever speaks without thinking will be ruined. The lazy will not get what they want, but those who work hard will. Good people hate what is false, but the wicked do shameful and disgraceful things. Doing what is right protects the honest person, but doing evil ruins the sinner. Some people pretend to be rich, but really have nothing. Others pretend to be poor, but really are wealthy. The rich may have to pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor will face no such danger. Good people can look forward to a bright future, but the future of the wicked is like a flame going out. Pride leads only to arguments, but those who take advice are wise. Money that comes easily disappears quickly, but money that is gathered little by little will grow. It is sad not to get what you hoped for, but wishes that come true are like eating fruit from the tree of life. Those who reject what they are taught will pay for it, but those who obey what they are told will be rewarded. The teaching of a wise person gives life. It is like a fountain that can save people from death. People with good understanding will be well liked, but the lives of those who are not trustworthy are hard. Every wise person acts with good sense, but fools show how foolish they are. A wicked messenger brings nothing but trouble, but a trustworthy one makes everything right. A person who refuses correction will end up poor and disgraced, but the one who accepts correction will be honored. It is so good when wishes come true, but fools hate to stop doing evil. Spend time with the wise and you will become wise, but the friends of fools will suffer. Trouble always comes to sinners, but good people enjoy success. Good people leave their wealth to their grandchildren, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for good people. A poor person's field might produce plenty of food, but others often steal it away. If you do not punish your children, you don't love them, but if you love your children, you will correct them. Good people have enough to eat, but the wicked will go hungry. Ezra chapter 3. In the seventh month, after the Israelites were settled in their hometowns, they met together in Jerusalem. Then Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his fellow priests joined Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and began to build the altar of the God of Israel, where they could offer burnt offerings, just as it is written in the teachings of Moses, the man of God. Even though they were afraid of the people living around them, they built the altar where it had been before, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord morning and evening. Then, to obey what was written, they celebrated the Feast of Shelters. They offered the right number of sacrifices for each day of the festival. After the Feast of Shelters, they had regular sacrifices every day, as well as sacrifices for the new moon and all the festivals commanded by the Lord. Also, there were special offerings brought as gifts to the Lord. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to bring burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. Then they gave money to the bricklayers and carpenters. They also gave food, wine, and oil to the cities of Sidon and Tyre, so they would float cedar logs from Lebanon to the seacoast town of Joppa. Cyrus, king of Persia, had given permission for this. In the second month of the second year, after their arrival at the temple of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, and their fellow priests and Levites, and all who had returned from captivity to Jerusalem began to work. They chose Levites 20 years old and older to be in charge of the building of the temple of the Lord. These men were in charge of the work of the building the temple of God. Joshua and his sons and brothers, Kadmiel and his sons, who were the descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and their sons and brothers, they were all Levites. The builders finished laying the foundation of the temple of the Lord. Then the priests, dressed in their robes, stood with their trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, stood with their cymbals. They all took their places and praised the Lord, just as David, king of Israel, had said to do. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord, "He is good, His love for Israel continues." And then all the people shouted loudly, "Praise the Lord, the foundation of His temple has been laid." But many of the older priests, Levites, and family leaders who had seen the first temple cried when they saw the foundation of this temple. Many of the other people were shouting with joy. The people made so much noise it could be heard far away, and no one could tell the difference between the joyful shouting and the sad crying. Ezra chapter 4. When the enemies of the people of Judah and Benjamin heard that the returned captives were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the leaders of the families. The enemies said, "Let us help you build, because we are like you and want to worship your God. We have been offering sacrifices to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the leaders of Israel answered, "You will not help us build a temple to our God. We will build it ourselves for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us to do." Then the people around them tried to discourage the people of Judah by making them afraid to build. Their enemies hired others to delay the building plans during the time Cyrus was king of Persia, and it continued to the time Darius was king of Persia. When Xerxes first became king, those enemies wrote a letter against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. When Artaxerxes became king of Persia, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and those with them wrote a letter to Artaxerxes. It was written in the Aramaic language and translated. Rehum, the governor, and Shimshai, the governor's secretary, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king. It said, "This letter is from Rehum, the governor, Shimshai, the secretary, and their fellow workers, the judges and important officers over the men who came from Tripolis, Persia, Erech, and Babylon, the Elamite people of Susa, and those whom the great and honorable Ashurbanipal forced out of their countries and settled in the city of Samaria and in other places of the Trans-Euphrates." This is a copy of the letter they sent to Artaxerxes. "To King Artaxerxes, from your servants who live in Trans-Euphrates. King Artaxerxes, you should know that the Jewish people who came to us from you have gone to Jerusalem to rebuild that evil city that refuses to obey. They are fixing the walls and repairing the foundations of the buildings. Now, King Artaxerxes, you should know that if Jerusalem is built and its walls are fixed, Jerusalem will not pay taxes of any kind. Then the amount of money your government collects will be less. Since we must be loyal to the government, we don't want to see the king dishonored. So we are writing to let the king know. We suggest you search the records of the kings who ruled before you. You will find out that the city of Jerusalem refuses to obey and makes trouble for kings in areas controlled by Persia. Since long ago, it has been a place where disobedience has started. That is why it was destroyed. We want you to know, King Artaxerxes, that if this city is rebuilt and its walls fixed, you will be left with nothing in Trans-Euphrates." King Artaxerxes sent this answer to Rehum, the governor, and Shimshai, the secretary, to all their fellow workers living in Samaria, and to those in other places in Trans-Euphrates. "Greetings. The letter you sent to us has been translated and read to me. I ordered the records to be searched, and it was done. We found that Jerusalem has a history of disobedience to kings and has been a place of problems and trouble. Jerusalem has had powerful kings who have ruled over the whole area of Trans-Euphrates, and taxes of all kinds have been paid to them. Now, give an order for those men to stop work. The city of Jerusalem will not be rebuilt until I say so. Make sure you do this, because if they continue, it will hurt the government." A copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes sent was read to Rehum and Shimshai, the secretary, and the others. Then they quickly went to the Jewish people in Jerusalem and forced them to stop building. So the work on the temple of God in Jerusalem stopped until the second year Darius was king in Persia.
Chapter 3.
Now then, brothers and sisters, be joyful in the Lord. It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you, and it's for your safety. Beware of dogs. Beware of those who do evil things. Beware of those who insist on circumcision. We are the true circumcised people of God because we serve God's Spirit and take pride in Christ Jesus. We don't place any confidence in physical things, although I could have confidence in my physical qualifications.
If anyone else thinks that he can trust in something physical, I can claim even more.
I was circumcised on the eighth day. I'm a descendant of Israel. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a pure-blooded Hebrew. When it comes to living up to standards, I was a Pharisee. When it comes to being enthusiastic, I was a persecutor of the church. When it comes to winning God's approval by keeping Jewish laws, I was perfect. These things that I once considered valuable, I now consider worthless for Christ. It's far more than that. I consider everything else worthless because I'm much better off knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. It's because of Him that I think of everything else as worthless. I threw it all away in order to gain Christ and to have a relationship with Him. This means that I didn't receive God's approval by obeying His laws. The opposite is true. I have God's approval through faith in Christ. This is the approval that comes from God and is based on faith that knows Christ. Faith knows the power that His coming back to life gives and what it means to share His suffering. In this way, I'm becoming like Him in His death, with a confidence that I'll come back to life from the dead. It's not that I've already reached the goal or have already completed the course, but I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. Brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet. This is what I do. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride, and I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. Whoever has a mature faith should think this way. And if you think differently, God will show you how to think. However, we should be guided by what we have learned so far. Brothers and sisters, imitate me. Pay attention to those who live by the example we have given you. I've often told you, and now tell you with tears in my eyes, that many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ. In the end, they will be destroyed. Their own emotions are their God, and they take pride in the shameful things they do. Their minds are set on worldly things. We, however, are citizens of heaven. We look forward to the Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven as our Savior. Through His power to bring everything under His authority, He will change our humble bodies and make them like His glorified body.